Hello, my name is Maureen Halleck.
In the Irish house that I grew up in, my father's side of the family were all Catholics. Fair-haired, milky-skinned, it was all rosaries and white gloves and tea with fancy sandwiches on Sunday with the priests. My mother's side of the family were Protestants, and these were a group that could have more fun and get drunker at a funeral than anything you ever did on your 18th birthday. And they didn't all always get along very well. My family history has it that when I was born, my father's side of the family was insistent that I be baptized Catholic, which infuriated my mother. But off we went to church, and I was baptized Catholic, and we all came back to the house, and there was the fancy tea and the sandwiches. And during lunch, my mother went upstairs, grabbed her family Bible, took me down to the pond behind the house, and baptized me at Presby right there all by herself. And I later learned that that's illegal. You can't be baptized twice, so I think they bought me a one-way ticket to hell, but I'll find out later. So there was this dichotomy in my family, this difference of opinion all the time. And I remember when we would gather as a group, they talk about each other all the time. Be sitting around a table, and Uncle Joe would be looking at Uncle Michael, and he'd lean down and whisper in my ear, "You know that Michael, he's a little away in the head." And I think, away in the head. I didn't know what that meant. They were always talking in isms. They could talk in Irish-isms and also AA-isms, because in my family, we were a caricature of ourselves. Lots of fighting, lots of loving, and lots of alcoholidays. In fact, I remember growing up, my sister and I being tucked into bed at night, and it took me years to realize that our bedtime prayer was actually the AA serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So I spent a good bit of my childhood looking for courage and wisdom, and I just didn't know why. So in my family, they were terrible gossips. They would gather, and Uncle Joe and Uncle Michael, and then somebody else would do an AA-ism and look over at Aunt Jean and say, "You're going to be fine now. Just don't be getting all up in your own head or you'll be behind enemy lines. You just take it one day at a time." And it didn't make any sense to me. The language was confusing. I remember one night my Uncle Bob leaned down and whispered in my ear, "Your cousin Sam, he'd step over 10 naked women to get his hands on a couple of pints, he would." And I have a vision of 10 naked women on the floor. And it just, anyway, the net result of all of that was that I developed an intense interest in language and in poetry. And I was an odd, dark child. I used to go up to my room for hours at a time and read poetry, and I would memorize the lines. And I didn't really understand what the poems meant, but that was okay because I knew that they were powerful. And I also didn't understand what was being said downstairs around the kitchen table, so it didn't make any difference. So I remember going to my window and looking out, and all the other neighborhood kids were playing at the pond or skating, the pond I got baptized in. And I'd be there and reciting my poems, and I remember I figured out what a raven was once. So I went to the window and I beckoned to all the crows in the backyard. "Come, I have a poem. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary." And T.S. Eliot was a favorite, even though I had no idea what he was talking about. "Come, let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky, like a patient etherized upon a table. Let us go through certain half-deserted streets, the muttering retreats of one-night stands in cheap hotels and restaurants with oyster shells." Whoa, I knew it was good stuff, had no idea what the hell it was about. So in any event, my family was very supportive of me with my poetry, you know? You got an Irish family, what do you need? You gotta have one cop, you gotta have a priest, at least one alcoholic. But the cop or the priest maybe could be the alcoholic. And if you're really lucky, it's a poet. So I became the family poet. Oh, there's Maureen now. She's the poet. So as I got older, it didn't make any difference that I had a BA in Spanish and I was teaching high school. But that was my nomer. And I want to thank my family for supporting me and all that. And ironically, my mother died 23 years ago today. True story. And the last gift that she gave me before she died was this book. It was at Christmas. My parents had gone out and found this magnificent handmade book. Handmade papers, hand-bound with a cover. And they gave it to a calligrapher. And they gave the calligrapher a copy of all of my poetry. And he transcribed it into this magnificent book. And that book and every poem that I ever wrote were lost in a flood in my basement about 15 years ago. But what I do have is a good memory, so what's left of my poetry is what I took the time to memorize. And so today, for my mother and my father, just a few lines of poetry from a poem that they liked of mine. If our bodies could take root in this earth, could take hold somehow of the grace of trees, well, then we could lean into any hard winter and feel the dream of green, the leaves coming again. Thank you.